Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. Best hour of the show. Hour 3. We're live in L.A. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. This, I'm going to have YouTube star Jake Paul, boxer YouTube star, in 15 minutes. I've said from the very beginning, I'm into it. I'm a sucker for an event. I took my wife to Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. She doesn't like sports, but we had a ball. It was so much fun. And I like events. So I grew my first job out of college was Vegas.
Right.
I'd never gone to a big fight. And so for 7 years in Vegas, I went to the Hagler and Hearns and Leonard and Hearns and all the great fights. I fell absolutely in love with the energy, the juice, the fans, the best sporting events I've ever been to are fights. UFC or boxing matches, far and away the best stuff I've ever been to. And in fact, I think I told you this morning. You know, our rival, kind of, is ESPN. I buy ESPN Plus only because of UFC.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I buy our pay-per-views on Fox for boxing.
Yeah.
So, like, this kid's into it. And I think he's pretty good.
There are events. And whether people like it or not,
he's not bad.
I would argue that half of the fight game, whether it's UFC or boxing, is selling the fight. You can have two beautiful, artistic fighters, and if there's no storyline, nobody's gonna watch.
Right.
It's part of the sport. Like, yeah. You have to accept that.
There's usually a good guy and a bad guy, a villain guy.
Yeah, you need a story.
So I'm excited for it. By the way, I just thought about this a second ago with the vaccinations. Even the conservative governor of Alabama is coming out and saying, the problem is the unvaccinated. Get it fixed. Folks, there's always 25% of the country that fights us on everything. Seat belts, race relations, same-sex marriage. You know, it's 75% of this country got to pull 25% to the other side, the right side on stuff. But I thought about this. Look at it this way. It's free.
Right?
I love free stuff. Vaccinations are free. They're giving out vaccinations free. They're giving out free stuff at Walgreens. Go to Walgreens today. They're giving out free stuff. They're giving out free stuff.
Yes.
And it could save your life.
Yes, and other people's lives, although that's, no one really cares about that.
Yeah, but, it's about me.
It could save your life. Yes.
That's how to look at it now. Go to Walgreens right now, CVS, they're giving away free stuff.
Yeah, I love free stuff.
Who doesn't? YouTube star boxer Jake Paul be joining us. Tomorrow's headlines today with Jason McIntyre.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
David Ortiz is putting his money on the line on the Fox Bet Super 6 app. It's free to play, so download the app and answer 6 questions about innings 7, 8, and 9 of tomorrow's Yankees-Red Sox game for your chance to win $1,000 of Big Poppy's money.
Spotlight Comfort, save big in your water bill. Navien tankless water heaters. Navien tankless water heaters. By the way, Texas and Oklahoma it's a done deal. They're going to go close to a done deal to the SEC. And just to let you know, I've said before, I would consider going to the Pac-12 or independent before the SEC, but the money's way greater in the SEC, so it's a money grab. I get it, blah, blah, blah. So just to show you that Texas has been ranked in the top 10 over the last decade, fewer than 9 SEC teams, and tied for Mississippi State. This is more interesting, and I just got this. There's a kid named Colin Wilson. He's a great college football handicapper. That's his name. All the smart ones are named Colin. And he said this year, if they were doing power rankings and Texas and Oklahoma were in it, he's the best college football handicapper, I think, in the country. Alabama 1, Oklahoma 2, Georgia 3, A&M 4, Texas 5, Auburn 6, Florida 7. Florida's got to get their quarterback right. I think they're going to keep going up. But that gives you an indication. Now, Oklahoma will be fine. All these SEC teams, you roll their eyes at Oklahoma. When you got 3 days of practice to prepare for Oklahoma's offense, good luck. You're going to find out. Bama's going to be fine. Everybody else going to have their issues stopping Oklahoma because that offense is slick, and now they'll be able to recruit a lot of Southern athletes. So, believe me, Johnny Manziel gave Nick Saban problems, and that offense, They have better quarterbacks than Alabama and a better offensive mind in Lincoln Riley than Alabama has. So Oklahoma will win a lot of SEC games. My question's always been Texas. Texas has always been, it's a little like USC. It's a great brand. It's a huge brand. They don't win enough. Got to win more. So Oklahoma wins. Great brand. Maybe not as big historically or as luxurious or glamorous as Texas or USC, but Oklahoma wins more. So, yeah, almost done. It's interesting. So Texas would be a good team, a bowl team, but like in the 5-6 category, 4-5-6 category. Oklahoma is not Alabama. If you take Alabama out, I take Oklahoma too. I would go Bama 1, Oklahoma 2. And by the way, Georgia fans would complain, but Georgia, show me all your national titles. Georgia's another one of these brands. Yap, underachieve. A lot of talking. LSU's got some national championships. Georgia hasn't won one since Herschel. Yap, got to win championships. We're 1 minute away. Very excited for this, Joy. Very excited. So there's Logan Paul and Jake Paul. So yes. These guys are, they're the new generation. Now, Logan just fought Floyd Mayweather. And it was way more competitive than everybody thought.
Yes.
So Logan also, if you recall, he's pretty cocky. Jake is the guy that fought Nate Robinson.
Yes.
And whacked him.
That was a dramatic, dramatic moment.
So Jake Paul, he's got a zillion followers on all these social media platforms. And I think it's understood Jake's a little better than Logan. But I'm a guy that grew up in Vegas, so I love fighting, and I love UFC. But I buy Jake Paul, and I buy Logan Paul. And my theory is, in life, if you're committed to something, I'm in. I don't need to see your resume. If you can convince me that you're taking something seriously and it's a new venture in your life, I'm in.
And you have some talent in that space.
Yes, and I think Jake and Logan both have talent. So to me, when I'm watching Jake whack Nate Robinson, I'm like, oh, this guy's serious. He's a boxer.
If they were getting in the ring and it's like a spectacle and it's unwatchable.
By the way, there's been a lot of guys like that try to fool us.
Yeah.
Jake Paul and Logan Paul, they're not trying to fool us. So Jake now is going to fight here in Ohio. We talked about the Cleveland changing the baseball name. Tyron Woodley, who is, by the way, a UFC guy who's never fought. I think Jake Paul's going to knock him out. So Jake is joining us live. I feel lucky to have him on the show today. First of all, Jake, I think your story is amazing. And I think there's something about one of the things I like about your story is that you're all in. You're committed to this stuff. When you first started this, there were a lot of critics. Did they bother you? Did it tick you off? Or did it inspire you when people said, oh, God, YouTube guy is going to go fight?
No, look, you know, thanks for having me. But it inspired me. You know, when people don't respect you or don't want to see you do good, some people get upset by that. For me, I use that every single day to motivate me in training. You know, when I don't want to show up in practice in the mornings on the hard days, repetition after repetition after repetition, my body's sore, I just think about all the people that want to see me lose, and it motivates me.
You're a kid from Cleveland, Ohio. You are now arguably one of the most famous people from Cleveland, Ohio. I just got to ask you, when you were 7, 8, 9 years old, what were your dreams? I mean, your life's incredible. What were your dreams as a kid?
Man, you know, when you grow up in a small town, it's like a bubble. You don't know what else is out there in the world. You don't know how much opportunity there is. And so, you know, I knew I always wanted more, but I never knew what it was going to be. And when I got on my first flight and got out of Ohio and got out of the bubble, my eyes were open so wide, and I realized that anything is possible. And from there, you know, my dreams were to be one of the biggest entertainers in the world, and to inspire millions of kids and change their lives, to show them that there's unlimited opportunity out there. You just have to go find it and dedicate yourself and work hard.
Yeah, years and years ago, you didn't have these avenues like YouTube or TikTok or Instagram. If you didn't know somebody, if you didn't have the right agent, if you didn't get hired by the right company. But for now in America, if you're just driven, smart, willful, and dedicated like you, you can become a star. And I think it's an amazing thing about America and the world right now. There are no barriers if you're willing to put the time in. When you become as popular as you, and you got, I just looked it up this morning, you know, 17 million Instagram and 21 million YouTube. When did you realize, forget the boxing for a second, when did you realize, wow, I'm getting popular here fast?
The first time I ever told my fans to meet me at a meet and greet in Texas, I was like, hey, I'm going to be at this hotel. Come and meet me there. And, you know, you see the number on your screen. You're like, oh, look, I have, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers at the time. And I was like, okay, that's really cool. But you don't realize that that's like multiple football stadiums worth of people. So the first time I realized it, I told them to meet me at this hotel. And I like pull up in the car and there's literally like 500 people outside chanting my name. And I was like, this is... I got goosebumps, and I was like, this is crazy. And man, I owe everything all to my fans. You know, they've been with me since day one. It's been a crazy journey. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you beat Nate Robinson, and by the way, I thought, were you surprised at all that Logan, I thought Logan gave Mayweather, I thought he, by the way, the reason Mayweather doesn't commit to any more fights is because I think he realizes, I don't want to get my butt kicked. Were you surprised by Logan against Mayweather? I was personally.
Look, I knew he was going to do great. You know, and it's an overall W for Logan. You know, there was no actual winner. Some people say Floyd won the fight, but Logan won the event, and yeah, he won in the grander scheme of things. So that's a big W for him. And we train hard. You know, we're down here in Puerto Rico, putting in the time, putting in the effort every single day when no cameras are around, when no one's watching. We're in the gym sparring, taking punches to the face, taking punches to the body, doing the extra reps, jogging the miles. So, you know, people don't see how dedicated we are at this, you know, this is our life.
Tyron Woodley was a pretty good UFC fighter, and so you're going to box him. When what's your biggest advantage in the ring taking on a UFC guy that has never boxed? Are there things you know you'll be able to do, or certain weaknesses he will have?
Well, he's never had a boxing match, but he's been boxing for many, many more years than me. So he actually has had more time in the gym. He's got more knockouts than me. He's a dangerous, very, very dangerous opponent. But my boxing ability is just better. I have better coaches. I have a better team. And I have that natural talent. I've got a God-given gift of power and speed. And I electrocute my opponents, shock them, and leave them on the canvas.
What are you saying to him right there? What are you, a little trash talking? What'd you say to him?
I was just like, hey, man, you know, enjoy this while you can. Suck everything you can out of this. Get as many sponsorships as you can, because this is your last payday. And August 30th, which is the day after our fight, no one's ever going to talk about you again.
That's like Muhammad Ali. I love this. So, Jake, a YouTuber, internet personality. A lot more people know him than me, by the way, folks. So we're very honored to have him here. So, Logan, your brother, most people tell me, Jake, they think you are, at this point, the better fighter than Logan. This is kind of a dumb question, I guess, but do you guys fight and train together? Do you train together?
We train together, but our coaches have never let us spar.
Okay.
You know, people dub me as the better boxer because I'm undefeated. And I've had more fights. But Logan is also very, very talented. He's a big guy. He's fast. He's agile. You know, people forget that we can run 40-yard dashes in 4.4 seconds. You know, I can dunk a basketball. So, you know, he's very athletic, and we're just starting out, right? Like, give us three more years, and who knows where we can take this.
Will you fight Conor McGregor? Would you?
I think it'll happen. Look, I mean, I'm the money fight for Conor McGregor right now. You know, there is no other fighter right now who is on a big of a level as me that is calling out Conor McGregor and wants to fight Conor. You know, our team is in touch with his team, and there's talks of it actually happening. And people at first thought I was just joking when I said I wanted to fight him. But now it's as real as it gets. It's more real than ever. And by the way, if we do fight, I'm going to knock him out. I think Tyron Woodley is a harder opponent than Conor McGregor.
Why?
Conor, I think the fame, the money has gotten to his head. He's lost that fighter's edge, that motivation. And look, he's a smaller guy. He's 155 pounds. Tyron Woodley is a 200-pound, massive, explosive guy. So he's a lot more dangerous than Conor McGregor.
All right, Jake's going to fight Tyron Woodley Sunday, August 29th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in Cleveland. Sunday, August 29th. I'm watching. I'll pay for it. Real pleasure, Jake. I root for you. I think you're a great American story. I think what you're doing is amazing. I love young people who just decide, I'm going to do something, and your fans have elevated you, and you're totally committed to it, and God love you. I think it's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. The words like that mean a lot to me, so I'm going to get this knockout and jump back on the show.
Thank you very much. Jake Paul, everybody, Sunday, August 29th against Tyron Woodley. I think it's great. I really do. I talk to my kids about this all the time. The world's yours. Go for it. Only thing I'm ever jealous of is youth. That's it. The only thing I'm jealous of.
What do they say? Youth is wasted on the young?
Yeah, that Winston Churchill was wrong.
Well, I think, you know, to your point, there are a lot of avenues for people now. If you're consistent and you go for it,
you
it
used
can
to
pay
have
off.
To have an agent, and you used to have to have a company call you.
You used to have to get discovered.
Now, it's all free. Sign up to YouTube, sign up to this, sign up to that. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Also, by the way, everyone's not going to love you, so.
Yeah. Also, get vaccinated.
That part. So the Warriors could be very involved in the trade market this offseason. The team is reportedly highly active in trade talks regarding their 7th overall pick next week's draft.
They don't need picks, they need players.
So we could have some movement very, very quickly in the NBA. Golden State also owns the 14th pick, which gives them another piece they could deal for a star.
Yeah.
What I love about Golden State is this. Because there's been a lot of talk about super teams this week because of Giannis and the Bucks winning and what Giannis said afterwards, which I appreciate. But I do think the idea that super teams win every year
is so silly.
Well, I don't think it's not. It's just not true.
Right.
And Golden State has been dubbed a super team. A super team. But they were only a super team when they brought in Kevin Durant. Like, people forget or just don't want to give them credit for. They built. They drafted. They took risks on Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and developed them into what they are. And that team is now back to that core.
Yeah.
But you also have to be run really well to be able to be in these trade talk conversations and have the 7th and 14th overall pick.
Yeah.
So you can say all this talk about, like, how, you know, Golden State's a super team and all that. Maybe they're just run better than your team. Like, that's a possibility as well. It's not always just that, like, oh, a star is willing to join them. Like, the star wants to go there because they're highly functional.
Yeah.
They have the ability to trade for other pieces. They have a bench. They develop players. Well, they're good at drafting.
They have two lottery picks, and they've been a good basketball team. That's hard to do. Like the fact that that'd be like the Patriots during their dynasty having two picks in the top eight. You'd be like, well, how did they do that? Smart teams figure out how to get in the lottery.
Well, no, look, they were also decimated by injuries, but they didn't let that completely derail the organization. So I just think, like, just be careful with labeling super teams all over the place. Like, sometimes it's just a better run team than your organization, and they just happen to always be in the driver's seat. And that's because they look 3 or 4 years ahead. It's because they develop their players, because they take care of their personnel, because they have good coaching. It's a well-run organization. So Ben Roethlisberger is back at Steelers training camp for the start of his 18th NFL season. He admitted earlier this year that his arm was bothering him during the 2020 season following elbow surgery, but he's feeling much better this time around.
Yeah, my arm feels a lot fresher, if you will, just because at this time last year I had thrown thousands of footballs trying to get ready for this, and this year today was the first day I've thrown a ball since minicamp, other than throwing to my son in the backyard. So it feels more normal of an off season, if you will. So my arm feels really, really good.
You know, I think maybe I've been too harsh on Ben Roethlisberger. He was coming off of a injury last season,
and he had to throw it 45 times a game,
and that's really unreasonable.
And no running game.
That's unreasonable for a young quarterback to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So why would you be asking Ben in his 17th season to do that?
Yeah, no, that was too big of an ask, no question. Now, I think some of Ben's issues are Ben's.
Yes.
Drama and off-season workout regimen.
Yes.
And kind of a outdated audible system.
He plays a role in the underachieving that the Steelers
He's got a lot of backyard football quarterback in him.
My issue with the Steelers is I feel like, one, they missed their window with having a team assembled that was talented enough to win a Super Bowl. And two, they missed their window because now that division is not a walk-away division anymore.
Yeah.
And even though the Ravens are consistently competitive, the Steelers were in a better situation for a longer amount of time.
By the way, I'm looking at this video. He maybe lost 10 pounds, but some of those reports are kind of ridiculous. He doesn't look...
It doesn't matter if Ben loses weight. He weighs what he weighs. He shouldn't have to throw the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
Steelers don't have a running game, and now they have... What's going on with their offensive line?
The worst O-line they've had in a long time.
It's not all on Ben that's what happened last year. So, the Bucs received their Super Bowl rings last night, if you even want to call it a ring. It's more of like a... It's like a gauntlet.
A lamp or something on your... Whatever it is.
Huge. It is the size of my fist. It's 319 diamonds, 15 carats of white diamonds, 14 carats of yellow diamonds, which is my personal favorite. They represent the 31-9 final score. And for the first time in NFL history, the ring has a twist-off removable top, which, if you're watching, we just saw. That's a good-looking ring.
I wonder how much each one of those costs.
Do we have the cost of those? We don't.
Maybe it's got to be $100,000.
It shows Raymond James Stadium with each of the four scores from the Bucks' four postseason wins on the inside. Very, very detailed. And on the back of the top, it has historic engraved to commemorate the Bucks being the first team to win the Super Bowl on their home field. So Tom Brady spoke at the ceremony and referenced something he learned from John Falk, his equipment manager at Michigan.
That's amazing. Getting bigger every year.
Do we have this? No. Okay. Jason of Beverly Hills designed the ring, so this is the first time that they've designed the Super Bowl ring. He made the championship rings for the Lakers in 2010 and 2020, and the Warriors and the Dodgers. This is the most expensive championship ring they have ever produced.
Well, you know who pays for that? It's the Glazers. So congrats to that family for going all in.
What would you wear a Super Bowl ring?
No, I have a Pacific Coast League championship ring from about 20 years ago, and it hurts to wear. You can't shake hands. You can't. And mine's about a third that big, but I have a Pacific Coast League. I was a play-by-play announcer and a sales guy for the Las Vegas Stars. They won. I got a ring. You can't wear it. It hurts when you
that
shake hands.
Well,
that thing's insane. That's an end table.
Go online and look at the video of them getting them, and like on, it's like how big these guys' hands are. It looks massive on their hands.
They're literally wearing jet skis on their hand. It's gigantic.
Personally, I love it. I would wear it everywhere, at least for a week. Yeah. But congrats, guys.
Enjoy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line
Jason
News.
Jason McIntyre, tomorrow's headlines today. One of my faves. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
TanklessMadeSimple.com, Navi and Tankless Water Heaters. Check them out. All right, Jason McIntyre, love to have him on. Sometimes his predictions sound loony. They are not. He is bizarrely accurate, which is why we keep bringing him on. Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. iHeart, he's got a gaming podcast every day. All right, we call it Tomorrow's Headlines Today. Ready to go?
I am. Let's rock and roll.
Former newspaper guy. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be? NBA offseason, Chris Paul Lakers. Yeah, what's the headline?
I heard this, Colin. Very strange. The headline will be CP3 is not riding the banana boat to LA. Colin, you know what this is? This is misdirection from the Lakers. They learned their lesson with Anthony Davis. We can't put it out there that we want AD. They don't want Chris Paul. Did you hear? They wanted Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook. Does that make any sense?
The Westbrook makes zero sense.
All LeBron's career, he's thrived with shooters, okay? But you can't go out there and say, we want Damian Lillard. We want Bradley Beal, because then they get the tampering stuff. And this Chris Paul makes no sense. The guy turns 37 in May. Look at his injury history in the playoffs, Colin. Look at LeBron, two of the last 3 years injured with the Lakers. Anthony Davis is injured. You want three injured stars on the Lakers? I don't think it makes any sense at all. I don't know what Chris Paul's thinking to opt out. Who's giving him 3 more years? He turns 37 next season. Like I say, he had a great year. He's a really good point guard.
You think it's a camouflage move?
Yes, I think they're going after Bradley Beal. That's the guy they want. That's the shooter they need.
I was told 2 years ago LeBron's camp loves Bradley Beal.
Yeah, look into Bradley Beal and him and his, I don't know if it's a wife or a girlfriend. They have a house out here in L.A., Bradley Beal and the Lakers makes tons of sense.
All right. Speaking of the Lakers, apparently some drama this offseason in the locker room. Tomorrow's headlines today for Kyle Kuzma and Dennis Schroeder this offseason.
This is spicy. I love some Lakers drama. The headline will be Schroeder and Kuzma join Goon Squad. A little Space Jam 2 reference. I mean, Colin, I don't know if you saw this, but apparently they were beefing throughout the playoffs, and it makes sense because Schroeder vomited all over himself in that playoff series against the Suns as soon as Anthony Davis was hurt. He had the 0 point game. Remember, 26 minutes, didn't score a basket when they needed him. And Kuzma's kind of, if you follow his social media, listen, Kuzma, I like him a lot, bit unreliable on the court, but he really embraces being a star. You know, he's like a cover boy. He's a pretty boy dating a model. And these two guys are beefing. And Schroeder, remember, he didn't take the Lakers contract offer.
That's right.
And now all of a sudden he's being talked about in a sign and trade. If you're going to get Beal or even Damian Lillard, one of these two guys or both is gone, and probably toss in Horton Tucker. I do believe LeBron has a soft spot for Kuzma. Remember, he kept Kuzma. Josh Hart was gone. Ingram. I would keep Kuzma over Schroeder. Boy, Dennis Schroeder, man. How many teams has this guy been on in like four years?
He's 24 years old. A trade would be his fourth.
Yeah, I mean, super talented, but there's a reason he keeps moving on, Colin, right?
All right, NFL training camp start this week. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be for the Saints heading into camp?
Massive injury news today. Poor Saints. The headline will be, oh, when the Saints go stumbling in. Oh, when the Saints go stumbling in. Colin. The Saints are the 2020 Patriots, okay? They lose their Hall of Fame quarterback, Drew Brees, gone. Tom Brady left the Patriots. Patriots had a ton of opt-outs due to COVID.
Yeah.
The Saints have lost numerous starters, three on defense, their leading sack guy, Hendrickson. And look at the Patriots receivers last year. Total joke. With this Michael Thomas injury, the Saints have no receivers.
No,
Emmanuel
none.
Sanders is gone. The tight end, Jared Cook's gone. This is a 5 or 6 win team. I know people like Sean Payton a lot. He's a good coach. He ain't turning Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston into a playoff team.
Yeah.
They lost 8 starters. Remember, the Buccaneers in their division return every starter from a Super Bowl team. The Saints lost 8. Michael Thomas would be 9. This team is going to be a train wreck. Listen, I know we're not talking about the Bucs now, but that division, Panthers are under 500. Falcons are probably under 500. Saints are a 5 or 6 win team. Tampa Bay is going to run the table in that division. And seriously, they are going to totally dominate the NFC. I feel bad for Saints fans.
Brady wins again. Tomorrow's headlines today. The headline for the Cowboys heading into camp.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. When does that start? Soon, right? I know you're going to be glued to your TV. The headline will be Return of the Dak, Retreat of the Defense. I love this idea that, we replaced Mike Nolan with Dan Quinn. We're going to solve all the defensive issues. It's going to Micah Parsons is going to be our new Bobby Wagner, the middle linebacker who solves everything. Colin, remember, when the offense sputtered early last year, first 3 games, Zach was healthy. They fell behind by 10, 15, 19 points early in games. The defense can't stop anybody. And I know Dak's coming off the injury and they got Hard Knocks, but I'm curious if Mike McCarthy even survives this season in Dallas. Remember, on Hard Knocks, coaches can get exposed. Do you remember Cleveland was on there a few years ago and their coach, Hugh Douglas, just sounded so silly and he didn't really win the locker room. He wasn't in control. I think the spotlight's going to be on McCarthy, this defense with Dan Quinn. The Cowboys could get lucky during the season because the NFC's so down, right? Drew Brees is gone. Eagles fire their coach. Washington has uncertainty at quarterback. The Bears, we don't know their quarterback. So the Cowboys could get lucky. But early on, this Mike McCarthy situation bears watching, Colin. I know people like Dak coming off a major gruesome injury. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, Rex Ryan and Hugh Jackson actually both didn't look great on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Finally, tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline going to be for the Packers heading into camp? Wow. Ooh,
boy, I love the NFL juice on a Friday. Devontae Adams, huh? The headline will be Mr. Rodgers is not in the neighborhood. Ooh. Colin, hey, Devontae Adams saying, I don't want any of your money. Figure out the Aaron Rodgers situation is trouble in Green Bay. If they lose Aaron Rodgers, if he decides I'm going to retire, and Devontae Adams says, I don't want your money, I'm out of here. Like, what are the Packers doing? They've got to figure out the Rodgers situation. And frankly, I don't know if they can. You seeing Aaron Rodgers' fiance retweeting people, kind of bashing the Packers? Like, Colin, what's going on? How can they not figure this out with one of the best quarterbacks in the last two decades in the league?
I don't think Aaron wants to play there. And I think he's trying to force their hand without having to, in the next 4 or 5 days, force their hand.
Yeah. So, I mean, probably he shows up at camp, but he's going to be unhappy. An unhappy quarterback, an unhappy receiver. When you really look at it, this defense stinks. And other than Adams and Rodgers, they don't have much, Colin.
Well, it's very interesting. So, in the last 4 days, Aaron's mother-in-law, potential mother-in-law, and fiance have tweeted stuff bashing the Packers, and Aaron texted Pat McAfee saying this golf cleaning the house thing and the golf course thing. What it leads me to believe, he is sending messages that he wants public. I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can, because I've always said I don't know if Aaron has the stomach to hold out. I think he likes to be liked.
Yes.
But boy, the messaging in the last week, messaging is, don't buy into any of this stuff. I'm unhappy.
You remember when Tom Brady departed, Rob Gronkowski was like, I would rather retire than play for Belichick with no Brady. And then what happens if Gronkowski resurfaces in Tampa the next year? Listen, these guys are tied to their quarterbacks. Do you think Devontae Adams wants to go from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love?
No, I told Joy this earlier. Forget the money. I'm not doing that to my career.
Yeah, no way.
So Packers don't think about this. I didn't even think about this. So let's add another. We've got Aaron's fiance, anti-Packer. We've got McAfee got a text. And now, to your point, Devontae Adams coming out. It's not difficult.
Yeah,
the Packers, messaging is, I'm not coming back to camp.
They're losing the court. The public court of opinion is going all toward Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Because you feel bad for the coach. Remember, McCarthy looked great under Aaron Rodgers. Awesome coach. And then it peters out. When he goes to Dallas, did he look awesome last year?
No, bad.
Or was it Aaron Rodgers carrying him? I mean, LaFleur, do we think he's great? Or is it all Aaron Rodgers? It's got to be 90% Aaron Rodgers, Colin.
Well, it's more Brady than
just,
Belichick.
Just remember what happened when Jim Kelly left the Bills. What happened when John Elway left the Broncos. Tom Brady, like, it goes south quickly if you don't have that franchise quarterback.
Driven to be the best. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Get your energy. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit mdrivefromn.com. mdrivefromn.com. Joy is flying cross-country. What's new? I'll see you Tuesday. Jason, thanks. It's The Herd.